Today we're going to speak about the different paradigms and the shift. This is Aratima. We are experiencing a change, and change has always existed, but there is a more radical change that's been going on, and different people live in a different paradigm we talk about. And I wanted to talk about what's like to be in the third, the fourth, and the fifth from my own experience. And maybe you can recognize then sometimes inside of yourself where you are maybe caught and hang out in another paradigm. Maybe some parts of your day are already in a different paradigm, and so you're straddling different mechanics in your consciousness. So let's look at that. Because we experience life dramatically differently depending on which paradigm we're in. You know, the familiar paradigm that most people in this world experience is recognized by the tendency to worry and problem solve. There's this notion that you're being a body, you're seeing others as separate. Along with that comes a constant chatter of thoughts in your mind. There's a lot of thinking. The fear of death exists. There is lots of reacting to life. The notion that one is born and that one dies, the sense of time is passing, those are signs of the third paradigm. There's a seeking of purpose. Illnesses are experienced as very real. And there's a feeling that we're not in control of our lives. Although I kind of believe it, and we talk ourselves into it. So there's an apparent idea that we are in control, but deep down we don't really feel it. And so it gets sort of plastered up with a lot of seeking and reacting, trying to cover up the deeper fears that we're actually out of control. There's a sense of survival, the sense of me first. A very big sign is blaming. When you are in a moment of blaming, you are in the third paradigm. There's judging, comparing, difficulties with change. These are all the big signposts you are hanging out in the third paradigm. Because this is the box of the mind, like being boxed in thoughts, in the sense of being a person. And that is a box that's closed. You know, it's the top crown chakra is quite closed, the base chakra is quite closed. One runs on one's own energy, and sometimes we fill it up a little bit, but not really. It's only in order to continue to serve this concept of who one is. Now, in contrast, the fourth paradigm is what I call the presence or flow. And it's marked by a lot of creativity and inspiration. There's a sense of ease and a flow. The time flows really effortless. There's a comfort in that. One allows life to just be as is. One has a sense of surrendering. There is an experience of time and space flowing from one spot situation to the next. We're in the third paradigm is we have the sense of that we're making this happen. We are the ones who are making this happen to go from A to B. In the fourth paradigm, we're flowing from A to B, and it feels good. It's very pleasant. There's a perception of being energy or fluid in the body. There's an experience of contentment that comes regardless of situation or circumstances. There's an ability to give and share. There's tolerance and acceptance of others in their way of life. That would be the fourth paradigm. Now, the fifth paradigm, in my experience, is much more a sense of, when we think about the fifth paradigm, it is space. We talk about space. There's a spaciousness, and space doesn't have a sense of like water, like fluidity going from A to B. So there's no sense of time and space. There is a sense of almost like there is no matter. You might experience yourself a lot during the day where you don't even feel your body. You're just pure presence, but it's not rooted in just pure contentment. There is a sense of being spread out everywhere. There is a sense of having surrendered and just fully allowing. Really allowing and receiving. So from in the third paradigm, we are making actively something is happening and we're enacting upon the environment. In the fifth paradigm, it's that we're really receiving it. And the fourth, we are actually very creative and inspired. We're contributing, we're co-creating. And the fifth is we're allowing. It's a very big surrender. It's space contains possibilities and they are all here at the same time. So there's even less of choosing that goes on. It is a stillness of listening and receiving and trusting that what one receives is just perfect. So there is a lack of fear that is happening. Now the fifth paradigm is not enlightenment in my understanding, because we still have the sixth paradigm, the paradigm of light, and then there is essentially also nirvana, or the way they call it in Buddhism. Maybe we can use a different word, but we can use the word that we're going beyond all elements, even beyond space, and it's the place where space is born, and the mind can climb into that. It basically doesn't exist in the experience. When one is source itself, there is no experience of it. We need the mind to experience something. So in that sense, space is a place of pure allowing, and it gives us an opportunity to be optimistic in a way. There's a positive, because when we allow something, we assume that something good is coming our way. So we're really cleaned off and cleared all the negativity, the protecting, the non-trusting. We're just surrendering, but in a knowingness and a pure knowing that we're receiving just exactly what is needed. And we are in a creative process that is very timeless, very, very timeless, very spacious, and very exciting in some way, because that's a paradigm of joy as well. There's a joy, it carries us through the day in an experience of joy. There's less physicality and more a spiritual experience of joyfulness. So it's a very, very beautiful experience, and we're experiencing a time of clearing in order to fully step into that. So there's going a lot. That's why many people do a lot of clearing, and there's a lot of letting go of karma, because the karma is that which causes forms in the space. It is the blockages. It's something that is non-space, and so we want to basically make the karma spacious. And when we really realize the fifth paradigm, there's a sense of that there is actually no karma, but not in the sense like in the sixth paradigm, where we have stepped into knowing who we are, and there is an identification with the light itself, with clarity, where we come into a co-creative existence, and there is, it goes beyond the joy. We go from joy to bliss. So that is just kind of looking at the different stages, and you are finding yourself sometimes in one, and then sometimes an hour later, a little bit in another. So watch that and notice when you're still in judgment, where some part of you lags behind. But the main thing that for me signifies the fifth paradigm is the surrender of the personal will to the divine will, or the greater cosmic will. And that is the free will, the choice that really happens here. Not so much about choosing what to choose, like this or that. That's a very third paradigm approach, but it's more Do I surrender and allow? Do I allow for the perfection of life to show up in my life? Or do I use my personal will? So there is this freedom to do that in this particular paradigm. So the fifth paradigm, it is the invitation to surrender to the greater will. And then there's a purity that can happen. And this purity is what purifies. The fifth chakra is actually called Vishuddha in Sanskrit. And it has to do with suti, with purification. So this is the paradigm of clearing, cleansing all the karmas, all the blockages, so that that which is already beautiful can actually manifest. It's a very easy way actually to live. There's just not that effort anymore. So welcome to the fifth paradigm.